Imagine a 1,000-pound log, an oak log, say, stacked with its brethren outside any of Minnesota's 800 sawmills. The log appears round and perfect. Once it's debarked, you'd assume very little would be wasted. And you'd be wrong. First, the log is slabbed, turned from a cylinder to a square. The leftover slabs are bark on the outside with a thick crescent of clean wood within. They'll be sold as cheap firewood or thrown away. The squared log is then sawed into boards. The saw blades are thick. And when the dust settles, your 1,000-pound log has turned into 500 pounds of rough planks and 500 more of stuff almost nobody wants.
These hardwood trees are growing for 100 years or 120 years. And then we cut them down and we saw them up with thick curved saws. The waste in through this whole process from the stump to the finished piece of furniture just blew my mind.
Robert Bartz owns Palisade Supply, an Aiken County sawmill. Since 1990, he's been working to implement a new, more efficient type of milling known as green dimensioning. It's deceptively simple. Once a log is sawn into raw or green boards, most mills kiln dry those boards, knots, defects, and all. At Bartz's mill, the green boards are cross-cut into smaller pieces. Defects are cut out. Once these pieces are dried, the result is a shorter but higher quality board. No energy has been wasted drying defective wood. None will be wasted shipping defective wood. Most rewarding of all, Bartz says, you get to intercept good wood on its way to the trash heap.
This is white ash paneling and white ash flooring. This is going to be beautiful. This came out of a slab. This is what normally some mills throw away, or they burn for firewood, or they put in the chipper for paper chips. And we made flooring out of slabs.
It's estimated green dimensioning, especially when practiced with new thin-bladed saws, can save 15 to 20% of the wood in a log. It can also squeeze high-value products from scrubby, small-diameter trees. That's important, according to DNR marketing specialist John Krantz, because U.S. hardwood forests aren't what they used to be.
We're at a situation in the United States where our forest resources are limited, basically, and we have to figure out a way to manufacture more product out of the same resource. And that's where this green dimension fits in. And I guess I would see this becoming very popular in the next 5 to 10 years throughout the United States.
But there are obstacles to green dimensioning, reasons that in a state with 800 sawmills, fewer than 6 are employing the practice. Bartz and others have found while they might have a good product, selling it is another matter. That's because lumber is traditionally sold in lengths of 8 feet or more, then cut to size by the customer. Cabinet or furniture makers, for example.
So all of a sudden you come along with a truckload of pieces that are mixed width, mixed length, and mixed sizes, and nobody really knows how to handle that. The distribution system isn't set up to handle and market that kind of wood.
Timber market specialists like Krantz believe if green dimensioning catches on, it'll be because of the market itself. Loggers in some parts of Minnesota now pay triple the 1990 price for timber on the stump. As demand for certain woods outstrips supply, the situation in this country could begin to resemble that in forest-poor Asia and Europe, where green dimensioning has been standard practice for years. Leif Enger, Main Street Radio.